Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Today we continue our journey through the book of John, and we're in John chapter 3 verse 17, which I've titled Salvation Even in Our Condemnation. Let me read from the verse. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. With the Greek word for, this verse links into verse 16. The giving of the Son is wholly an act of love, not of justice or judgment, wholly in order that men should escape judgment and be saved. For God sent not the Son into the world in order to judge the world, but in order that the world should be saved through him. The explanation introduces the word by the word for extends to details. Thus, the giving of the Son is now expressed by the aorist, God did send, he gave by sending. The gift is the mission. As being thus sent, Jesus was before Nicodemus at that very moment. The briefer designation, the Son, means that the same as the fuller, his Son, the begotten Son. With the new verb, the addition into the world makes the action of God clearer, whereas the verb gave, such a modifier could not be added. How God gave his Son was by sending him into the world. We may say that to judge the world, God would not have needed to send, certainly not to give his only begotten Son. And he could have sent another flood, fire, or cataclysm. The verb to judge is a vox media. It means simply to pass a decision. However, since the world was lost in sin and unbelief, this could not only be a condemnatory decision. Hence, the interpretive translation to condemn the world is not incorrect, although Jesus used only the simple verb to judge. Its aorist tense implies a final act of judging. Nevertheless, God's purpose was not the judgment of the world, worthy of condemnation though it was, but the salvation of the world. Hence, he sent a Savior into the world. Not, but the word but, or on the contrary, forms the most vital kind of antithesis. The same is true regarding the two words and the verbs in order to judge and in order to save, which are made stronger by placing the verbs forward. The effect of the whole is heightened by the thrice repeating the world. The passive should be saved involves God as the agent, but through him shows that God will use a mediator, namely his own Son. Like the equivalent adjective and the nouns, the verb itself carries with it the imagery of rescue from the terrible danger referred to in the previous term, perish. The passive to be saved is the opposite of to perish. However, the verb always has a strong connotation to keep sound uninjured, to preserve sound and save. Thus, to be saved equals to have life eternal, to enjoy eternal safety. The aorist matches that of to judge. God's purpose was actual, complete salvation for the world. By combining the negative and the positive, Jesus throws into bold relief the great purpose of God's love, and at the same time intensifies the call to faith for Nicodemus. The theme of the mission of the Son is common enough in the Synoptics, as written in Matthew chapter 9 verse 13 and chapter 15 verse 24, in Mark chapter 1 verse 38, in Luke chapter 4 verse 18 and 43. Here, John aims to make a simple point, a clarification of the purpose of the mission already articulated in verse 16. God's purpose is sending his son into the world, a phrase that distinguishes the sending of Jesus from the sending of John the Baptist in chapter 1, verse 6, was not to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. The verb rendered to condemn, krino in Greek, can mean to judge. But in this and many other passages in John, the judgment is adverse, since it stands over against to save, hence to condemn. Thus the believer is not condemned and will not be condemned. Some find it difficult to reconcile this verse with chapter 9, verse 39, where Jesus declares, "For judgment I have come into this world." Indeed, John insists that God has given Jesus authority to judge because he is the Son of Man. Two factors alleviate the difficulty. First, in these two passages, the meaning of the word krino and krisis in Greek is neutral. Anyone familiar with Daniel chapter 7 verse 13 to 14 would not be surprised to learn that the Son of Man has the authority to pronounce judgment and that he came for that purpose. That is rather different from saying he came to pronounce condemnation. Second, and more importantly, the Son of Man came into an already lost and condemned world. He did not come into a neutral world to save some and condemn the others. He came into a lost world, for that is the nature of the world, in chapter 1, verse 9, to save some. Not all of the world will be saved, is made clear by the following verse in verses 18 to 21. But God's purpose in the mission of Jesus was to bring salvation to it. Jesus is later called the Savior of the world in chapter 4, verse 42, and in 1 John chapter 4, verse 14. The pronouncement of judgment is the final phase of our existence, for what lies beyond are the promises of God, and it is our hearts that will be judged and the objectivity we have held onto. Our moral choices have been dictated by our desires and needs rather than the laws outlined in our lives. The boundaries of our moral conscience that gave the standard of life here and to be brought forth in the life after. No matter the justification we present, the outcome is whether we lived according to God's will in preparation for his kingdom. A kingdom free of pain and suffering and bound in eternity, where sin has dissipated out of our conscience, and our choices in our free will are pointed to the absolutes of God. There is no temptation in wrongdoings, since life after that is engulfed in the freedom of perfection. Time is a mortal construct bound by the boundaries of mortal existence, and the period of our existence here is the metamorphizing of our sinful nature into the purity of God's likeness and image. Weigh your choices of immoral pleasures within boundaries of time to the eternity of God's spiritual oneness and unbounded joy and happiness. When the transformation from the mortal to immortal happens, the memories of our immoral past will cease, since the state of our spiritual being exists without these material desires. Thank you, and God bless.